Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, a lawyer by profession, Mira Kurza is also a rock star when it comes to writing pieces that get you to question what the world is really about. In this piece on Medium.com, Mira speaks about the idea of privilege. The title of the article is Let's Stop Talking So Much About Privilege, not because it asks too much, because it asks too little. Mira, I have no idea, doubt, wants you to really question yourself when you look in the mirror tonight as you're brushing your teeth, and who you are as a human being and what role you're playing in this world. We go now live to New York to touch base with Mira. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very, very good. It's early in the morning where you are, right? I think.
It is. It's sort of mid-morning.
Mid-morning. All right. Has everyone checked their privilege as of yet? Where are we at, Mira?
Well, we're always in the middle of doing it and haven't quite done it enough for the day.
All right, let's get into this here. How would you sort of summate what the article on Medium is about?
Well, I think a lot of times people talk about privilege in the context of activism. And it's a really important conversation to be having because we're talking about the fact that some people in our society have access to certain rights and the ability to move through the world in a way that other people don't. But I think we get tied down in talking about privileges and confused because what we really want to be talking about is rights. And there's sort of two kinds of privilege. One kind of privilege is the privilege of being able to walk down the street without fearing for your safety, the privilege of being able to make as much money as somebody who's equally qualified as you. And those things, while it makes sense to talk about them as privileges in terms of education, like, you know, here talking to somebody who's never thought that somebody else might not have those rights, it sort of makes sense. But it's a bit tricky because people start worrying that when you say it's a privilege, that means you want to take it away from them. Mm. And that's completely wrong. And it sort of creates unnecessary antagonism among people who basically agree with each other. Yeah, but then, of course, there's the other kind of privilege, which is basically the opposite of oppression. So if somebody has the privilege of getting a promotion they don't deserve because the person who should get the promotion is being oppressed or is being discriminated against, obviously those kinds of privileges are going to go away. But we've sort of lost the distinction in the conversation, and I think that's been really harmful.
What would you say is the, if we could rewrite the definition of privilege in everybody's minds, what would you describe as the ideal definition of this word privilege in terms of how we should and shouldn't be using it?
I think really what we're talking about is some people have the rights that all people deserve and some people don't. And the people who are privileged, if you want to talk about groups of people, those are people who are living in the world that everybody ought to be living in. And some people are not as welcomed into that world as others. And in terms of educating people about their privilege, a lot of what that is doing is saying, look, turn around and look over your shoulder. There are people who are not living in the same world as you and who don't have those rights. And wouldn't it be great if everybody had the same rights that you have enjoyed?
When you log on to social media, and obviously a lot of the content of this piece is based on what you're seeing on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, what is it that really jumps out at you in terms of people just getting this whole thing wrong?
Well, I think it's become, check your privilege has become a way of sort of shutting down a discussion or categorizing people. And it becomes this contest, who's the most privileged, who's the least privileged. And it becomes in some ways about taking privileges away. There are lots of conversations about how white men have everything so much better. And that's true. But in that conversation, what we really should be talking about is how people who are not white men don't have all of these advantages. Mm. And so it creates all of these tensions. White men end up feeling like they're being attacked, like somebody wants to take something away from them. And that's just not the case. And it's really unproductive.
It's just about having a conversation that's going to be productive and beneficial moving forward. I want to zoom in on a very specific conversation in which people, you know, draw things about like a privilege and that kind of thing into the mix, and have a look at your stance on something like that and how we should be approaching that with the upcoming American presidential elections. We know that one of the big push points of Hillary Clinton is that women and men who do the same jobs are not paid equally. When we start looking at a conversation like that and start questioning the role of privilege, how could we shape that narrative and the use of that word privilege to you know, make a more positive conversation around that topic?
Well, I think in the context of the election, we can take the word privilege and use it in one of its other standard usages, the privileges of citizenship. And so as a member of a society, there are certain things that are guaranteed to you by your government. And there are certain things that enable you to participate in society. And so we can say, it's wonderful that some people are currently taking advantages of those privileges and taking advantage of various different opportunities that the government offers, but we need to extend those privileges to other people as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that message is not coming through at the moment.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's sort of in the history that the discussion of privilege began on academic campuses and in theoretical circles. And the discussion was to focus not as much on rights, on big rights, like the right to vote or the right to marry or something like that. And it became a way to talk about what is sometimes referred to as microaggressions, the little things that make people who are not the ultra privileged, the most accessible class, feel like they're lesser on a regular basis. And so it was saying to people who have not thought about it, you have to examine all of the tiny things that make your life easy and think about what life would be like if those things were taken away from you. And I think it needs to be rephrased in that way as look at not how lucky you are, not how anything should be taken away from you, but look how unlucky other people are. And you as a person who is quote unquote privileged ought to be working to make sure that other people get to live that life that you've been enjoying as well. And it's not, privileges aren't mutually exclusive. So in the American election, there's been some discussion about how there can't be sexism against Hillary Clinton because she's wealthy. Well, of course, those things aren't mutually exclusive. She can have wealth privilege, but she doesn't have the privilege of being a man. And they're not in contest with each other. And so you can say, yes, any person can have some but not all of the privileges. You can be missing some of the rights that you have every right to enjoy as a citizen or as a person. But everybody ought to have all of them. It's not a matter of taking a tally and comparing people's relative lists. It's about getting to the point where everybody has a check mark in every one of those boxes.
Absolutely. This is definitely some fantastic food for thought that you're dropping on a Friday afternoon, my time, Friday morning, your time. just quickly, while we're on these elections, and you're sitting in the thick of it, and we're kind of just watching it from another continent in another country, your take on the election at the moment?
Well, I think if you've read any of my writing, it's abundantly clear who I support. Yeah. I've been supporting Hillary Clinton for quite a while.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of Americans, particularly people who are lacking those privileges that might also be called the rights of citizenship, women and people of color and LGBT people and immigrants, are very frightened at the moment, because what we're seeing is sort of a pushback from a group of people who feels like they're about to lose the privileges that they have not earned. So the Trump's rise has been called in some ways the last stand of the angry white man. And if you look at the rhetoric coming out of the Trump rallies, it's white supremacy, it's patriarchy, it's hatred for immigrants, and it's all very frightening.
But in the end, I mean, we hope that the outcome is going to be a positive one, right?
We do. The Hillary Clinton is polling at 70% chance of winning the election based on various different polls. So we're cautiously optimistic, but not taking anything for granted at this point.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch that unfold, but certainly with people like you having important conversations online, it's doing a hell of a lot to shape a positive narrative around how we interact with social media and just what we're about as people. So this is a fantastic piece, and I encourage everyone to go and check it out on medium.com. It's called Let's Stop Talking So Much About Privilege. Mira Kurza there. Thank you very much for hanging out. One final word to the people, Mira?
Well, I think that the most important thing to think about when talking about privilege and talking to other people is to rephrase it in terms of rights and think about the rights that everybody has and extending the rights that some have to make sure that everybody gets to share in that and not to worry about things being taken away because that's really not what's being discussed at all.
Power. Mira Kurza, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you for having me.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Kilman on cliffcentral.com.